But this is going to add a whole new dimension now because they have space. There'll be various services that they're going to provide there. You know, there'll be community space, there'll be the hub, and it'll be able to be used by a wide variety of organisations. And I'm sure maybe that it's not worked out fully yet, everybody that will be able to use it, but it's a fantastic facility. It has the space, it's got quite a lot of space behind it. So the facilities have improved immensely now in Drumahair for the people. And the population has increased, and a number of, if you look at the work that DARC are doing with the community field out the road and everything else that's going on, there's a huge amount of work going on. But I think this particular project is going to make a major difference, because whereby in previous years, you know, the space wasn't there, particularly after the closing down of the Patton's Hall and all of that. So there wasn't space, and I think this is a wonderful achievement for the first of all for the committee and for the community. And I think that the fact that the minister's coming this evening to do the official opening ceremony is a recognition of their hard work, and I'm sure he'll be contributing to that this evening.
And why do you feel this building, the barracks in particular, was chosen for the redevelopment into a community hub?
Well, I think, first of all, to go back a few years, we were all terribly disappointed when the local guard stations were closed, and we were given the excuse that there was going to be smart policing and everything was going to change. And when the guard station was closed and there was no hope, we made every effort to try to fight and keep it open. And when that didn't work, then I think they decided, well, this was a space that could be used. It was public property, taxpayers' money, put it there in the first place. And why not get it into community use? The committee themselves did all the groundwork and the hard work. And now they've been rewarded today with what they have. And I think it was a building that probably wasn't suitable for, you know, anything else. But the most thing that it could be and should be used for is for community use. And I think it doesn't replace having the Garda station. We could still do with having the Garda presence. But I think to have the building for the community is certainly a plus, and well done to everybody involved.
And what funding sources have supported the redevelopment? Is there additional financial support? Was the council at play?
Yeah, they've been funded by various agencies, supported by Leitrim County Council and the Department of Rural and Minister O'Cleary's department. And hopefully that they'll continue, to get funding for the maintenance and the ongoing running of the building. And I'm sure all public representatives will assist them in every way that they can to do that. But today is a great day for the committee and for the community.